Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 77 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Sean Delaney.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
It would be up to those individuals to question or file litigation if this was put into law.
The debate over pension reform continues.
One man is dead after a fatal crash on I-64.
September traffic and criminal statistics are in for Moorhead.
And KFC is getting some online publicity.
In sports, Rowan County takes on East Carter in their last home game tonight.
But Luke has the stock report.
Clear tonight, low of around 46 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast coming up after this news. Louisville police say a man waving a rifle outside an elementary school has been arrested. Police responded to calls Thursday afternoon of a man with a weapon outside Shelby Traditional Academy near Interstate 65 in Louisville. An officer who arrived at the school saw the man armed with a rifle, according to a statement from Louisville police. The officer, Jeremy Emmerich, fired his patrol rifle twice at the man, and the man ran away, dropping the rifle. Roderick Buchanan, 21, was eventually found and charged with three counts of wanton endangerment and tampering with evidence. Police say no one was hurt in the incident.
A Rockcastle County community is mourning the death of a teen who died in a biking accident. WYMT reports 16-year-old Seth Barrett crashed his dirt bike near Mount Vernon Tuesday afternoon. He was wearing a helmet but still suffered severe head injuries and passed away the next day. Matt Bryant, the deputy sheriff who responded to the crash, also coached Barrett with the Rockcastle County High School's fishing team.
His ability to compete on the water was just a reflection of his character off the water. He was just a very, very wonderful young man, very pleasant to be around, just a wonderful person.
Funeral services for Barrett will take place in Harlan County, though family and friends are also planning a memorial service at the county high school.
One man has died in a fatal vehicle crash in Carter County. WSAZ reports Carter Deputy Coroner Nathan Eldridge confirmed the death of 80-year-old John Abden. Officials say Abden tried to make a U-turn on I-64 West around 4 p.m. yesterday, but ended up in front of a semi-truck. The highway was closed for several hours following the incident.
A Lexington woman was sentenced today in the drunk driving death of Robert Hatler. Lex 18 reports Alexandria Rankin ran a red light and struck Hatler's truck in 2016. Rankin's attorney argued she would be a good candidate for probation, saying she hasn't had a drink since the crash. Rankin's probation was declined, however, and she was sentenced to 7 years for manslaughter and 30 days for DUI.
Two people face drug and criminal mischief charges after being arrested in Johnson County. EKB News reports 27-year-old Caleb Blackburn Prater of Prestonsburg and 29-year-old Anthony Hall of Paintsville were apprehended Wednesday. Police say maintenance workers at the Ramada Inn in Paintsville discovered a small bag with a crystal-like substance inside. Authorities say they later found a pill bottle and several glass pipes.
A former Kentucky City Councilwoman was sentenced to 3 weeks in jail and 3 years of probation after pleading guilty to crimes related to cashing bogus payroll checks. The Lexington Herald Leader reports that ex-Lexington Fayette Urban County Councilwoman Sasha Love Higgins was sentenced Thursday in Fayette Circuit Court. Higgins pleaded guilty in August to felonies of identity theft and theft of services less than $10,000. Her deal included guilty pleas for three misdemeanors related to her former Lexington hotel manager job. Higgins admitted cashing bogus checks written to a former hotel employee to cover contract housekeeping aid at the Hampton Inn in Beaumont, where Higgins was manager.
The Martin County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating a woman on the department's most wanted list. According to WKYT, Tony Kerr is charged with bail jumping, manufacturing meth, possession of a controlled substance, and being a persistent felony offender. Police believe Kerr may be in the Lexington area. Anyone with information is asked to call 606-298-2828.
If some proposals offered by Governor Matt Bevin for fixing the state's ailing public pension systems are put into place, they could be costly for some retired state lawmakers. Back in 2005, the legislature created a law in 2005 that allows them to collect retirement money based on both their time in the General Assembly and in other public jobs. Some of them are getting over $100,000 a year in retirement benefits. Bevin's plan would be for state lawmakers' pensions to be solely based on their time in legislature. According to Democratic State Representative Rocky Adkins of Moorhead, creating legislation that will take away benefits that were already approved could possibly open the door for some lawsuits.
I'm not sure how many retired legislators we have that have basically taken advantage of another job outside that would enhance their retirement benefits, but I would think that it would be up to those individuals to question or file litigation if this was put into law.
The proposal would affect current as well as former lawmakers who are in defined benefit plans who haven't retired yet.
Kentucky's Chief Justice says he will ask state lawmakers to give judges raises of 10% over the next 2 years to bring the salary more in line with the national average. Chief Justice John D. Minton Jr. told lawmakers salaries for Kentucky's judges rank 49th out of 50 states. State Courts and Budget Director Carol Henderson says the raises would increase the state's ranking to 239th. Minton's comments were part of his annual State of the Judiciary speech given to lawmakers on the Interim Joint Committee on the Judiciary. Minton also urged lawmakers to redistribute the number of judges throughout the state to address unequal caseloads. Lawmakers did not comment on the raises. State economists predict Kentucky is headed toward a $155 million shortfall this year.
A $120 million settlement between General Motors and 49 states and Washington, D.C. will bring more than $1 million apiece to Tennessee, Kentucky, and West Virginia. State attorneys general said Tennessee will receive $2.1 million, while Kentucky and West Virginia will receive $1.3 million each. Tennessee Attorney General Herbert Slattery's office says the settlement concludes a multi-state investigation into GM's failure to disclose known safety defects in multiple vehicle models and years. Slattery's office says GM issued 7 2014 vehicle recalls for ignition switch and key rotation issues, affecting 9 million-plus U.S. vehicles. The defective switch could change positions and turn off power steering, power brakes, and airbag deployment. The state's alleged certain GM employees knew as early as 2004 the switch could turn off airbag deployment.
Kentucky agricultural officials say the application period has opened for people wanting to participate next year in the state's hemp research pilot program. State Agricultural Commissioner Ryan Quarles says his goal is to expand and strengthen the pilot program to put hemp on a path towards commercialization. This year, Kentucky's farmers planted 3,200 acres of hemp, up from over 2,000 acres in 2016 and 922 acres in 2015. Just 33 acres of hemp were planted in 2014, the program's first year. Agricultural officials say the program has attracted 194 grower participants and 48 hemp processors.
The rehabilitation of the Augusta swimming pool is facing some issues. WMKY's Kenzie Thompson reports.
According to the Maysville Ledger Independent, there are several safety issues with the pool. It has broken electrical wires underground, leaking around the guttering system, along with other problems. Several city council members have noted the pool has leaked for years. In May, it was filled with 522,000 gallons of water, but by June, only 516,000 gallons remained. The diving board was also removed from the pool because of liability concerns. The pool closed down for the season on July 30th because of all of its issues. Augusta Mayor Wendell High said Wednesday that rehabilitating the pool could cost the city up to $300,000. Council members are concerned that if the pool is not fixed and reopened, the city will lose it forever. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Kenzie Thompson.
State Representative Rocky Atkins of Moorhead agrees with those who believe Rowan County is now in an even better spot to eventually land a Brady Industry supplier plant for its planned new $1.3 billion mill in Greenup County. Brady officials announced earlier this week that they're moving the site of the high-tech aluminum mill 15 miles south from South Shore to East Park Industrial Park. Atkins says that will put the facility near I-64, just 45 minutes from Rowan County.
So it opens up a whole lot of opportunities. Whether the site would have been in South Shore or here, I think that Morehead State University's opportunities, along with Maysville Community Technical College and the special courses that are going on in space science and other academic opportunities.
Brady officials have already said they want to work with MSU Space Science Center. MCTC Rowan is completing construction on a new campus center at the Rowan Industrial Park. It will include the new Center for Advanced Manufacturing. Brady's East Park facility is expected to open in 2020.
Rowan Judge Executive Walter Blevins says the county will have a nice problem to solve once construction of its new jail is completed early next year. What to do with the leftover money in the project's contingency fund? About $950,000 was initially set aside to help cover any cost overruns in the project. At this point, Blevins says the county has about $935,000 left in the contingency fund. Blevins says some of that cash could be spent on possible personnel and equipment needs at the new detention center.
We'll have to just make a decision what to do. We could also take some of that money and pay off some of our debt, maybe decrease our debt and increase our bonding capacity, which would be something good to do as well.
Rowan County's new 270-bed, $18 million detention center is expected to open by March 1st of 2018.
And Mountain Edition continues after this short break.
Music, theater, and dance in the MSU School of Creative Arts will present a bassoon and oboe faculty recital by Dr. David Oyen and Dr. Thomas Pappas, 5 p.m. on Sunday, October 29th. The program will be held in the Duncan Recital Hall of the Baird Music Building at Morehead State University. Admission is free. There is more information by calling 783-2473 or online at moreheadstate.edu/Caudill College.
The largely undeveloped Industrial Parkway corridor in Greenup County could see big changes over the next few years. WMKY's Jack Caudill has more.
The Ashland Daily Independent reports, with Brady Industries looking to build its $1.3 billion aluminum mill in the East Park Industrial Park. Greenup County Judge Executive Bobby Carpenter is now envisioning commercial and retail development up and down the IP's corridor, along with an influx of other companies into East Park. He notes that the parkway that leads into the industrial park will also likely add two new lanes. He thinks the development of the corridor could possibly span two decades, but much of that timeline will depend on when Brady buys the East Park property and builds its aluminum plant. For WMKY News, I'm Jack Cottle.
Eastern Kentucky Pride has announced they've been awarded funding for environmental education projects. WMKY's Logan Pemberton has more.
The $119,155 award will impact more than 75,000 students during the 2017-2018 school year. The money has been awarded to educators across 41 counties in southern and eastern Kentucky through the Pride Environmental Education Grant. The grant program was established to fund a variety of educational activities that help students appreciate and care for the environment. Pride is a nonprofit organization aimed at promoting environmental education. The organization has awarded more than 1,000 environmental education grants throughout southern and eastern Kentucky that have impacted nearly 900,000 students in the region. For WMKY News, I'm Logan Pemberton.
Morehead State President Dr. Jay Morgan says there's a lot of misinformation floating around regarding the university's plans for its on-campus health clinic. Morgan says MSU is currently in discussions with officials from St. Clair Health about moving the operations of the Caudill Health Clinic from Allie Young Hall to the so-called Share Building, which is located next to the hospital and already has a walk-in clinic.
Nothing has been decided definitively. We've been engaged in conversations with some of our board leadership. We've been engaged in conversations with Student Government Association. So it hasn't been done in the dark. Still some planning to do, obviously a lot of planning to do.
MSU partners with St. Clair and the University of Kentucky at the Share Building. What will happen with the staff at the Caudill Health Clinic remains uncertain. Morehead State is facing further state funding cuts next year, and Morgan has been looking at methods for reducing the university's spending.
Morehead State's new dining hall is open for business. The Rock, named after Democratic State Representative Rocky Adkins of Morehead, opened its door to students Monday. Assistant Vice President of Facilities Management Rick Linio says the decision to keep retail operations out of the facility makes it a cheaper option for students.
With ADOC, we had Starbucks there, and of course we had Chick-fil-A. Well, they are all going to be moved to the new ADOC.
Right.
So this is completely a meal plan type program, but variety that rival any other operation throughout town, any other university.
The $22.8 million facility features an all-day buffet style and new late-night hours.
State park officials say Levi Jackson State Park in Kentucky has opened a new 7-mile mountain bike trail. Parks Commissioner Donnie Holland says the Broken Spoke mountain bike trail will help attract more tourists to the park at London. Holland attended the trail's formal opening this week. Park officials say the City of London and the Friends of Levi Jackson State Park funded the bike trail, which can be expanded. Levi Jackson State Park also features a campground, swimming pool, grist mill, museum, and gift shop, hiking trails, and the Treetop Adventure Aerial Park.
A Twitter user has earned kudos online for discovering a subtle message on KFC's account. The KFC account follows just 11 users. Five of them are former members of the Spice Girls, and the other six are men named Herb, including Green Bay Packers cornerback Herb Waters and music legend Herb Albert. It adds up to 11 herbs and spices, part of the famous secret recipe KFC founder Colonel Harlan Sanders touted for his French fried chicken. The connection was noted on Twitter by a user who goes by Edge. His tweet about it has been shared hundreds of thousands of times on the platform. Taking a look at the weather tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low around 50 degrees. Saturday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, high of 78. Saturday night, a few clouds, low of 53. Sunday, sunshine and clouds mixed, highs near 80 degrees. Sunday night, a few clouds from time to time, low of 58. Monday, showers early, becoming a steady rain later in the day. Thunder possible, high of 74, chance of rain at 100%. And on Monday night, cloudy with periods of rain. Thunder possible, low 51, chance of rain at 100%. 1 to 2 inches of rain expected. Taking a look at the listening area temperatures, Ashland 77 degrees, Flemingsburg 75 degrees, Inez 75 degrees, Lexington and Winchester 75 degrees, and in Moorhead is currently 77 degrees.
4:46 the time, you're tuned in to Mountain Edition here on WMKY. It's good to have you with us on this Friday afternoon. We hope you're enjoying it. All Things Considered comes up at 5 o'clock on our feature segment today. Paul Hitchcock reflects on MSBR's fall fundraiser.
Moorhead State Public Radio's fall fundraiser and membership drive started at 6 a.m. on Monday, and we set out with two goals: to raise at least $12,000 from 200 listeners. And as of this afternoon, we exceeded both goals in raising more than $23,000. That's very impressive, but beyond the numbers, it's important for us to connect with our listeners. And since 1965, WMKY has served Eastern Kentucky with regional news and cultural programming from the campus of Moorhead State University. I've been with WMKY since the fall of 1986, when I came to Moorhead State to study for my master's in communication. 2017 marks my 31st year with WMKY and my 36th year overall in broadcasting. I've been very fortunate to have many opportunities through the years, which is why I will always support student-based learning at Moorhead State Public Radio. I was provided opportunities because of someone who believed in me and saw the potential I didn't know I had. That person was former WMKY General Manager Larry Netherton. Larry recruited me to visit Moorhead State and consider entering the master's program. He offered me a graduate assistant position, and upon receiving my degree, I became the station's music director. Through the years, Larry continued to offer me opportunities. Sometimes reluctantly, I accepted, not knowing my own potential, but he did, and I'll always be grateful for that. Larry and his wife Mary Jo passed away earlier this year. Their passing has provided me a chance to reflect. Larry was a wonderful mentor and a dear friend. He came to my wedding, celebrated the birth of my daughter, and provided encouragement far beyond what I deserved. Larry loved WMKY, and it was every part of his life for more than 25 years until he retired. I think of Larry often and am extremely proud to be carrying on his legacy at WMKY. It's homecoming weekend at Moorhead State University, and tonight from 5:30 to 7:30, we're having an open house. WMKY alumni and friends are invited to our studios at 132 Breckenridge Hall. Take a tour of our studios and meet our staff and students. I couldn't be more proud of my staff, our students, and you for your continued support. Thanks for keeping WMKY a part of your life and a part of this community.
Paul Hitchcock is the General Manager of Moorhead State Public Radio. 4:49 the time. Once again, you're tuned in to Mountain Edition here on WMKY. Tilden's been keeping an eye on the sports world. He's coming up after this quick timeout.
All You Need Is Love, a rock and roll tribute to 1967 at the Moorhead Conference Center, 7 p.m. on Tuesday, October 24th. Presented by the MSU Music Industry Club, performing songs by The Beatles, The Doors, The Who, Rolling Stones, Janis Joplin, Cream, Jefferson Airplane, and more. All ages welcome. Tickets are $5 at the door and free to MSU students. A rock and roll tribute to 1967, 7 p.m. on Tuesday, October 24th at the Moorhead Conference Center.
The Vikes wrap up their regular season. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. The Brown County football team's regular season ends tonight with a 7:30 home game against East Carter. Both teams are 1-3 in district action, and the game's winner will earn a Class 4A playoff bid. Rowan coach Kelly Ford says for his Vikings, this will be their Super Bowl.
Absolutely. It'll be an exciting night. We're trying to reach a goal of getting to the playoffs, and those kids are very excited to get going Friday.
While Rowan is 2-7 this season overall, East Carter is 4-4. The Vikes beat the Raiders last year 13-12. Also in area prep football tonight, Morgan County entertains Powell County. The Cougars will take a 4-4 record into the contest, and coach Mark Easterling says it's been a good year for his program.
We were kind of down and out early, had to fight through spring with low numbers. But overall, man, it's been a good ride. These guys keep fighting. People still keep, kind of doubting. And the boys have really took to that and kind of let it be something to drive them.
West Carter is at home to face Lewis County. West coach Kevin Brown says the Comets' offense has been productive, and he hopes that continues.
We need to continue with what we're doing, have the big plays, and hopefully we'll give ourselves a chance to win.
Elsewhere, Bath travels to Russell. Johnson Central is at Ashland Blazer. Boyd's at Greenup, and Fleming visits Pendleton County. The Moorhead State football Eagles celebrate homecoming tomorrow with a 1 p.m. PFL game against Stetson. Senior quarterback Jack Sherry says the trick for MSU's offense will be handling the Hatters' usual 3-3-5 defense.
Basically, they're going to put six people in the box the majority of the time, and they're going to play a lot of man coverage and try to make us beat them down the field, which I think that we have a pretty good chance to do. We have some good playmakers on the outside, Christian and Jaron and some other guys that we're going to try to get the ball to.
While 2-5, MSU will be looking to end a three-game losing streak. 2-5 Stetson will be out to add to its two-game winning streak. The Kentucky football Wildcats are traveling to Mississippi State tomorrow for some SEC action. The Cats are 5-1 this season after beating Missouri 40-34, while Mississippi is 4-2. Last year, the Bulldogs beat the Cats 42-38. Kickoff is tomorrow at 4 p.m. And the Louisville football Cardinals are traveling to Florida State tomorrow to face off with the Seminoles. The Cards are currently 4-3 on the year. Kickoff is at noon. And game six of the best of seven ALCS starts at 8:08 tonight in Houston as the Astros take on the Yankees. The Yanks lead the series 3-2 after winning Wednesday 5-0. Yankees ball club manager Joe Girardi told MLB Network that he has high hopes for starting pitcher Luis Severino.
I'm going to go back to last year. I think the struggles that he went through last year has helped him overcome a bad start this year and to move forward and understand what he needs to do and the adjustments that he needs to make.
Starting pitcher for the Astros is Justin Verlander. The Los Angeles Dodgers are headed to their first World Series since 1988. The Dodgers won the National League title last night with a Game 5 rout of the Cubs in Chicago 11-1. Kiki Hernandez led LA by belting three homers, including a grand slam. He told the MLB Network that before the game, he told his mom down in Puerto Rico that he'd be going deep.
And she goes, "Well, don't think about hitting a homer, just think about putting the ball in play." And I was like, "Nah, mom." I was like, "Nah, I was thinking about doing that the first two games, and that didn't work, so I'm just going to try and hit a homer."
The Dodgers will face either Houston or the Yankees in the World Series. The Moorhead State soccer team plays its final home game tonight. Coach Warren Lipka's Eagles will challenge Belmont in OVC play. While MSU is 2-5-1 in conference, the Bruins are 5-3.
They're playing well. I've watched a bunch of film on them. They're a good team. And we just got to defend really well, and some of our fans aren't going to be too, I don't think, impressed with the way we're going to play this game, just because we've got to sit in a little bit, because we've got to conserve a little bit, and then we will attack on our opportunities.
The Eagles need to beat Belmont tonight and win at Austin-Peay on Sunday to get into this year's OVC tournament. And lastly in sports, the Moorhead State volleyball team has a pair of OVC matches on the road this weekend. The Eagles visit Southeast Missouri tonight and UT Martin tomorrow. Moorhead coach Jamie Gordon is looking for a turnaround from his team as it heads into the second half of the conference schedule with a 2-5 record.
We've been, had different players step up at different times of the conference so far, which is, is great to see, but we've got to have a little bit more consistency, especially on the defensive end.
The MSU volleyball team returns home next Friday to entertain Tennessee Tech. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Moorhead State University welcomes friends and alumni for homecoming weekend. Soccer hosts Belmont at 6 o'clock p.m. tonight, and football faces Stetson tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock p.m. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks traded higher after the Senate took a step toward achieving tax reform. And the Dow Industrials set yet another closing all-time high today, finishing with a gain of 165.59 at 23,328.63. The S&P 500 likewise set a new all-time closing high record, finishing up 13.11 at 2575.21. And the NASDAQ Composite also checked in with an all-time closing high, finishing with a gain of 23.99 at 6629.05. The Dow Jones, as mentioned, with a very nice gain today, and in no small part to GE, which closed up 1%, and this after falling as much as 6.3% on the company's downbeat results, and the stock posted its biggest one-day turnaround since 2009. Boeing and Goldman Sachs were among your winners today, as well as United Healthcare, as all three of those stocks rose above 2% in trading. PayPal was among the best-performing stocks, rising 5.5% after the company reported better-than-expected quarterly results. The Republican-led Senate, as mentioned, approved a $4 trillion budget measure by a 51-49 vote. Under reconciliation, the GOP can pass a tax bill with a simple 51-vote majority in the Senate, and using the tool removes the need for winning Democratic support. And obviously, many traders now anticipating tax reform coming here in the near future. Celgene was the worst performer on the S&P 500, falling almost 11% after the company said it will discontinue trials on a drug aimed at treating Crohn's disease. This weakness seemed to affect most biotech stocks, as biotechs were among your few groups today that did not participate in the market's rise. In the commodities markets, oil was up 0.3% at $51.66. Gold was down 0.6% at $1,282.20 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks were up. The European Stock 600 index was up 0.25%. And in the Far East, stocks were strong as well. Shanghai was up 0.25%. The Hang Seng index was up 1.17%. The Nikkei index was up only 0.04%, just a small gain, but this was good enough for the Nikkei to have an 11th straight winning session. Among Dow industrial stocks, your best performers were Boeing and United Healthcare Group. The worst performers were Procter & Gamble and Coca-Cola. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Under Armour and Dover, and the worst performers were Celgene and Procter & Gamble. Turning now to stocks of local interest, is Ashland Global up 52 cents at 66.71, CSX up 46 cents at 54.52, AEP up 15 cents at 73.98, AK Steel up 14 cents at 6.18, Marathon Petroleum up 39 cents at 57.49, and Kroger was up 13 cents to finish at 21.02. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Taking a look at the weather tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low around 50 degrees. Saturday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, high of 78. Saturday night, a few clouds, low of 53. Sunday, sunshine and clouds mixed, highs near 80 degrees. Sunday night, a few clouds from time to time, low of 58. Monday, showers early, becoming a steady rain later in the day. Thunder possible, high of 74, chance of rain at 100%. And Monday night, cloudy with periods of rain, thunder possible, low of 51, chance of rain at 100%. 1 to 2 inches of rain expected. Taking a look at the listening area temperatures again, Ashland 77 degrees, Flemingsburg 75 degrees, Inez 75 degrees, Lexington 75 degrees, Winchester 75 degrees, and in Moorhead 77 degrees.
And that'll do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from MSPR staff Trent Moraz, Braxton Howard, Tilden Johnson, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Sam Burton, Paul Hitchcock, and Kenzie Thompson. On our feature commentary today, Station Manager Paul Hitchcock. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Sean Delaney for WMKY News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.